Okay.
Ways and Means meeting of April 9th, 2019 at 5:07. Okay, roll.
Legislator Giarantine?
Yes.
Legislator Mayo? Legislator Maloney James? Legislator Maloney Joseph?
Here.
Legislator Petit?
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez?
Present.
Chairwoman Archer?
Here. Okay, before we get started, I'd like to introduce our new financial analyst, Natalie Kelder. Yesterday was her first day. We're happy to have her on board, and I thought it would be helpful if you wouldn't mind going around and just introducing yourself so Natalie can
sure.
meet
her. Natalie, welcome. Bert Gonlick, Commissioner of Finance.
Mark Ritter, Deputy County Executive.
Alicia DeMarco, Director of Internal Audit and Control.
Evan Gallo, Deputy Controller.
Joe?
Oh, Joe Maloney. I just met you.
Yeah.
Later.
Heck Rodriguez.
Richard Jarrington. I want to thank Burr for being so generous and, you know, outgoing. You've never been that outgoing before.
I may be outgoing.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. Captain Nolan, legislator.
Laura Petit.
Well, we're going to keep Natalie very busy over the next several months, and before Amber leaves, she's going to be helping Natalie come up to speed, so we thank you. Okay. All right, so we'll start resolution number 15, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 1 of 2019, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster in relation to local law number 5 of 1991, a local law adopting a hotel and motel room occupancy tax to clarify the tax law's application to short-term and vacation rentals, to be held on Tuesday, May 14th, 2019 at 6 p.m. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yeah, you know, this is something that's, it's been years, so if we can pick up another vote or two by waiting a month and continuing the debate and conversation and education on a couple of these things that go into it, I'm okay with it, but I'd like to discuss it a little bit. Originally, we had changed the thank you, and this is just a quick, just because I think there's another discussion to have here at some point. And that's front and back. The front is what all the counties in the state right now charge on their bed tax. We're really low.
Oh.
So there's a couple of counties that don't charge anything, but we're quite low. I mean, that's a discussion to have at some point. I've traveled a lot, as I think we all have, and I don't think I could tell you one time what the bed tax was at any hotel I've stayed at around the country. So it's not something that you're going to deter somebody, whether you're at 2 or 3 or 4. When it comes to the Lodging Coalition, they originally expressed frustration a year and a half ago with the wording of our present definition of all-inclusive. And we're one of the few counties that actually puts wording in that allows you to take some off of the bed tax. We cleaned it up and shortened it. I then heard that they were very happy with the original language and they didn't want to touch. So now we put the original language back in. So that's one box I feel as though is checked. We're leaving that language, and that can be another discussion when I'd be happy to pass this and bring the Lodging Coalition in and have a further discussion. If they think there's anything they want tweaked, and that we could talk about whether it makes sense, because it's confusing no matter how you do it to try to get that perfect. Every all-inclusive resort is kind of different and offers a certain amount. So if they're happy with where it's at now, I'm happy. I'd be happy to have a discussion about just dropping it and having a definition of if you check 5 of these 8 boxes, you're all-inclusive. And at that point, you're only at 1.5 or 1%. I don't care. I'd like to give them an advantage over regular hotels.
So maybe that's a side conversation.
But that's something that has nothing to do with this legislation. So I'm just trying to go over the different issues we've had. On the back is as a map of counties that have opted into this same agreement in red. In Burgundy, you have counties that do not have a bed tax as far as can be found. They have no bed tax. In the white are the counties that have a bed tax. They'll be listed here. And they've all opted into this agreement. I think 45 states have counties opting in to this same agreement with Airbnb. Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, India, Italy, Mexico, and the Netherlands have all opted into this same agreement. So it is something that I think makes a lot of sense. I know we've gotten some letters. Here's a letter that Legislator Litz passed along where there was a constituent of his that seems to have been very uncomfortable with what we're asking them to do. It's a bit of a burden. I think it's environmentally, sending a letter out to every single person, I think it takes time. It's hard to quantify how much time that takes, which I think has to come into our thought process.
I think that you're raising a number of good points, particularly the point you've addressed some of the concerns.
I'm not raising
them.
I've kind of taken the baton that's been carried for 3 or 4 years. Yep.
So now we're still waiting on some information. I know Evan was getting us some information as well. So if we postpone it, I'm not sure we're going to get it next week, but let's see what happens. Let's postpone till next week.
This was a question to Airbnb directly. If I don't hear from them in the future, I will be pestering them accordingly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
If I don't hear from them in the near future, I'll be pestering them accordingly.
Okay, and Laura, did you have a question before we...
Well, just through the chair, you mentioned, Legislator Maloney, that the white ones had an agreement, but
no.
Is the ones in white and the ones...
The ones in white do not have an agreement, but have a bed tax.
Okay.
The counties in red mm-hmm. have a bed tax, as mm-hmm. we do, and have entered this agreement.
Okay.
So we'd be 29 or 30,
yeah. Thank you.
And Tompkins is in. Okay. Tompkins was the first.
Okay.
Just Legislator Maloney, to address the paper.
Yep.
What we've worked with in the last quarter when we sent the return out, we're asking folks, instead of receiving the paper return, if they want to email to them, they check a box and provide us an email address. So my office...
So that would cut down on that.
Yeah. So
and how would they be sending over the...
They're going to have to send... I mean, the check is still going to have to come in the mail, per se, but with the return. But again...
I mean, that's better than...
For us, you know, putting it in an envelope,
yep.
putting it in the mail... We're using email as a way to communicate.
But
the
then we could potentially be getting thousands of checks sent through the mail.
I do for taxes.
Yeah, we'd be adding to your workload quite a bit.
Right. Well,
that's a good point.
But
we don't have an electronic means for electronic.
I guess here's the thing. Electronically, I have concerns just providing our bank information out there. I see deposits. I wouldn't know who it's from.
Okay.
And a question to Mr. Golnick, just to, because I don't know. You said you have 692 registered.
Which is actually, I can update that. I spoke with Legislator Archer this morning because we sent out 250 in that of new registrants. I'm almost approaching 800.
So they're registering.
Yes.
How do you ensure, now what does registering mean? So
they're in compliance by registering. I say payments. They don't have anything. They're filling out the return saying they didn't have any.
Could you, in theory, could you register and not send a payment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these are just people that, okay, signed up, and then we have no way.
I'll follow up with the return, though. They didn't provide a return.
So you'll be emailing them all and reminding them. I just got to say, it doesn't, I understand why, you know, 30 of the counties have done this. But, and I see 13, Bear Cloud has showed us 1,300. I was under the impression... I mean, from articles, from talking to people, that we were approaching 2,000.
Well, I explained that in the letter. I think that's the number of listings.
Yeah.
Which you could have 5 listings for one property.
For one.
These are properties that I have registered. We're not.
You wouldn't have 2 of the identical Airbnb listings. You're saying VRBO would be.
Well, but even you could have 2 Airbnb because you may have
2 rooms.
Two
that
rooms
you
for that's where that number comes from. The higher number.
So listings could be multiple rooms for a single property.
So
it's on how people capture the number.
Do we think that Bear Cloud has captured everyone? Are we going to be confident with that?
Well, I will say in terms of the process, there's still, like today I looked, there's about 120 they investigate before they confirm it to me.
Sure. And
like somebody may be listed, they want to make sure they have the right address.
Sure.
They're advertising, so... There's about 100, 120 that they're investigating.
What?
So there's more.
Yes.
there's more.
Madam Chair, I have other comments, but just in terms of this discussion, per Airbnb, it looks like there's approximately, now mind you, this is information provided by them, take it with a grain of salt. I always say that. I caution that. But they claim 1,300 active Airbnb hosts. So not rooms, not listings, but Robbie's, actual hosts. Right?
Which is my numbers.
That maybe, what's that?
It's my numbers, 1,300.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, so we're in that, you know, we're in that ballpark, but we're, at, right now, it looks like we're about half, give or take, that have actually registered, right?
A little more than that now.
Well, I saw 692.
Of the 1,100 I initially sent out.
They've captured all of them, which I have some doubt. I mean, that was a pretty inexpensive contract comparing it to other, you know, vendors that do the same thing. They were pretty low. There's also something in our contract that says they get more money if they find more. So there's almost
the increase, but we're
so there's a built-in incentive to not give us everything up front from a business standpoint. Look, if we end up entering this agreement, I think it's a good idea, and I think we're losing revenue. But I still think it's good to have entered into a contract with Bear Cloud, because what we can do for our we're already doing handing these lists over. So it's not like this was a waste if we end up entering this agreement or you can only go one way. I think this is a valuable tool for a couple of different reasons. But I hope that we continue to push towards this, because I think we're losing revenue. I'd be shocked if we weren't.
Hector?
So, you know, I want to commend the sponsor. Yes, I think right now we want to kind of get more information, but I am actually going to go in charge, though, that we also need to kind of develop, for better lack of a term, like a punch list, that we actually know what items we actually need to get more information on. So, for example, right now, again, that's provided by Airbnb, but there's at least that possibility of 1,300 potential users just from that system alone, not including any of the other potential users that are out there on different sites. So
that's all sites. That number 1,300 is all sites.
But it's provided by Airbnb. I'm just saying that
we have 1,300 is in terms
is
of mine
number.
Is both. But I will say two thirds or even more are advertising an Airbnb.
No, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But I just don't know where that booking occurs either.
But determining that number, I'm just saying that that's one thing that we have to try to at least get more clarity on, as well as, of course, where we're at right now in terms of the number of registrants. So I'm just saying that's still something that we need to actually get nailed down. Secondly, or maybe third, I don't know what we're up to at this point. But we do need to just understand, there was a claim made that other counties, have buyer's remorse. That claim was sort of just made in committee. It wasn't attributed to any specific counties. It may behoove us to contact the counties.
We have.
With these. No, but I'm saying, well, Joe, just making sure that this office has gone and contact each of these counties to ensure whether or not they're actually happy with the agreement that they signed. So.
If I could, we did. The clerk sent out an email to three or four counties. The first one that came back in was from Sullivan, from their county treasurer, Nancy Buck. Sullivan was one of the first counties to sign in on with Airbnb, and as far as I'm concerned, it has been a win-win. We still have property owners registered with the county because most use more than one avenue to rent our rooms. Last year, Sullivan County received over $210,000 from Airbnb. We have not discussed amending the current law. So the only information we've gotten reaching out has been positive from other counties so far, but I'll continue to look for buyer's
remorse. So if I may, I think this is going to help, move the conversation. There is some additional information that's being pulled. We've tried to validate that number and have had a difficult time validating it.
From Nancy Buck?
Yeah. So, we got a different number when we look at it, but we'll double check everything. I just think there's a couple more outstanding items we have to the point of what Legislator Rodriguez said. We're waiting for Airbnb to get back to us. So I think that by postponing this, it gives us a time to get all of our information
and ducks in a row. I said I was willing to postpone again. I will, in closing, I'd like to say there will be more revenue. It'll be a less of a burden on our taxpayers. There's upwards of, 1,500 to 2,000 people that are doing this, and it'll be easier for them. and it'll be a less of a workload on our finance department and better for the environment. Okay. So I hope we continue to move on, and anybody that has any questions, please send them off, and let's get to the point where we can have a vote up or down.
That's probably a good idea. Anybody have outstanding questions with regards to this policy? If you could send them to Amber, and we'll collect them and make sure Joe has them. All right?
Can I just, just two concerns. I know I'm just providing new information. I did get a couple of phone calls from folks who live in Pine Bush who do short-term rentals. Airbnb does it by zip code. So the money in Ulster County actually went to Orange County, because Pine Bush's zip code is in Orange County.
I think we all understand what's...
And the property was in Ulster. So the person actually contacted Airbnb to get the money back so he could pay me.
So you're talking about
a concern.
Look, we all know that this Ulster County border, there are roads, right, Legislator Nolan, that you'd never know was in another county. So I don't know if that's an argument.
It's not an argument. I'm just bringing a concern. My other thing is there's hotels too that are advertising on Airbnb now, where the hotels, it's all through their calculations. Here's the income we generate at the Ulster County. I don't know. I'd contact the hotel to see how do you differentiate what you get from Airbnb and what you're paying the county.
Yeah, I think the pros far outweigh the cons. And like I said, those four major points I said a minute ago about revenue and the burden on the finance department and the individual.
And Airbnb. Evan, can you just check with Airbnb when you connect with them on this?
The zip code.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
One of the other points that was brought up in the prior discussion was that we could have Airbnb and still do what we're doing. I believe that's not allowed under the contract, on my reading. And that statement from Sullivan County that they're still collecting on their own may mean that they're actually violating the agreement they signed, because their agreement was provided.
Yeah, we're looking in.
Had the same language.
Yeah.
So the checking on whether you can do both. Mm-hmm. I think the answer is no.
Okay.
You cannot.
Well, we should go.
All right. So on the resolution.
I'll ask for a postponement.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Sure.
Anybody opposed?
Okay. I'll give it another.
I forgot to approve the minutes from the March 12, 2019, and March 19 regular meetings.
Move it.
Second.
Thank you. All right. Resolution.
All in favor.
Take a vote.
What's that?
All in favor.
Yep. Sorry.
We did vote on 15. We did vote on 15.
Anybody opposed to the minutes?
No. Do you want me to be opposed
to
the
minutes? No, I'm just asking.
I
just like
want.
To make sure these days.
Down.
Okay. Resolution 91, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with Awareness, Inc. for the 2019 appropriation.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 119, adopting the Ulster County Sexual Harassment Prevention Policy and the Discriminatory Harassment Prevention Policy and Complaint Procedure.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I think the chair...
If I may, I just got out of a meeting regarding it. We just met with the personnel department, Deputy County Exec Ryder, and County Attorney, and we are in the midst of revising based on some things that were surfaced. So at this juncture, I'd like to make a motion to postpone.
You're making that motion?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Can I make it? Are you telling me
I
can?
Of course you can. You're a member of the committee.
Okay.
Can we go into some of the other details? Were there concerns, or what were the amendments, or do we have to wait for them to come out?
It really is just the way, the context of the policy and the way things are positioned. I'm happy to share my notes with you of things that I found. Yes,
Hector. Just realize that when we postpone a resolution, we're postponing it. We still have another meeting, so meaning we're going to have to, if we're postponing for a month or more, just
I thought we
we'll
had
to
postpone it for next meeting anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So just
right,
realize.
So it'll be postponed
again.
Again.
So there
I got
just
it.
Making sure.
Yeah.
While making sure the whole committee at that point realizes.
Thank you.
On the
postponement? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm sorry, Mark.
We're not going to be ready in a week.
No, I know. No, but that's why it's like making sure we got to do it all over again. So. It's like deja vu all over again.
Okay. Resolution number 123, authorizing the County of Ulster to dedicate County Bridge number 136, also known as the Elgerville Bridge, the bridge that spans the Roundout Creek on County Route 6, located in the town of Rochester, New York, in memory of Arthur D. Lapp, Sr.
I'll move it. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 130, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to accept an allocation of Child Abuse or Neglect Prevention and Treatment Act, Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act of 2016, funds from the New York State Office of Children and Family Services.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
I had a couple of questions. Did anybody else have any questions on this? Go ahead.
I did, but unfortunately, Ken Cornell isn't here. Under attachment A, where they have district allocation amounts, Ulster County is not listed. So,
what
but
you just
this, this
me
says that
listed.
We're, yeah, we were listed under that. Did I miss it?
Maybe. What you just showed me that we were on there for $70,000.
In the body of the text, under attachment A.
There is a table attached.
There is a table?
Yeah.
And we're
in section 3, I think, or 2. There's 3 different sections.
On the right-hand side.
Yeah. I'm just looking for it here because I did see
it. Do you have
that.
It up right now?
Yeah.
We're in the second column of that table that you're looking
we're
at.
We're page 8.
Are we?
Yeah, it's alphabetical and it goes back up to the top.
Yeah.
There we go. Huh. Okay. All right.
Ulster $70,000.
Yeah, it was.
I was only looking to
on the left hand thinking.
Okay,
the
thank you.
The question I had is, you know, I see that there's quarterly reporting to be filed, and it has some performance indicators, so how many people are addressed. Is that information shared with the standing committee?
No. Usually I think yearly, not quarterly, but I suppose we could ask for it.
Yeah, I mean, if they're submitting quarterly, I mean, this goes back to some of the just an understanding, getting a feel for what's happening in the departments within the standing committees. Let's see if we can make sure that we're, you know, let the standing committee of jurisdiction is copied on the quarterly reporting.
They'd be adding the clerk for the public health committee to their email list at the time they send that in?
Yeah, that's what I would say. So that you're getting up-to-date information. It could create conversation in your committee. Mm-hmm. So, okay. We voted on that, didn't we?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution number 131, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to accept an allocation of funds from the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance to support actions related to the development of homeless service plans.
She's going to read the whole title.
Second, Petit. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 132, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to accept an allocation of funds from the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance to support activities associated with sheltering the homeless during inclement weather. Code Blue plan. Move.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Just a question. This was part of the
Warming Center.
Of the Catholic Charities is taking over.
We had that
conversation a couple months ago. Okay.
So Catholic Charities is taking over.
Yes.
This is the funding for.
This
for
is
Catholic
the funding. What was originally submitted?
2018.
Right.
I don't know if they're doing it.
Yes.
Going
yes. Right. No. We. It was for last year into this year.
Right. Into 19.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, resolution, we voted on that, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 133, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County American Tower Management LLC Emergency Management. Move?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution number 134, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County American Tower Management LLC Emergency Management. Move.
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
There's three all in the row. Are there three different towers? Is that what this is?
Yes.
And they're all different price points?
They're all different frequencies and all different
prices. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 135, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County New York Communications Company, Inc., Emergency Management.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Could I just ask one
sure.
question on that? Upgrades with the grant funding that we got for emergency management, do we know when that additional equipment's going to be coming in?
I mean, those interoperable grants, that's
yeah.
kind of an ongoing.
Okay.
We get equipment for it on an ongoing basis, but I can check to see if this is part of it.
Just to verify, all in favor?
Aye.
This is not
opposed? Resolution number 136, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Prime Care Medical of New York, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
And can you give us an update on this? This is a result, or is that,
RFP.
Or was that Ken?
No, this is the sheriff. So, I can speak on it. This is the result of an RFP. I believe we had four responders, the previous medical provider, CMC was one of them, Prime Care, and two others. We had members of the Sheriff's Department and others, financial folks on the RFP committee, and Prime Care was selected as the award vendor.
I didn't get a chance to research them. There's no red flags on this company. They're in good standing with the state.
Yeah, not as...
Yeah.
Not any more than probably normal.
Okay.
I don't know that any of them have they're providing medical services in the jail. I'm not aware of any red flags
okay.
on this vendor.
Good, thank you.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, one of the things though, that we should then just go and is verify that. I mean, clearly that as well as that the Sheriff's Department is just getting some sort of, I think, communication from them that they are satisfied with this provider. Given everything that we went through with the previous provider, I think just ensuring that we make sure we got that on the record, that this new company is on board, that they're on board with them, and that we can sort of verify to the best of our knowledge those any outstanding issues. While I appreciate what the Deputy County Executive has said, I understand that there's a lot of industries that are like that, right? Where everybody sort of has some complaint mm-hmm. against them. But I think really just understanding and verifying really what sort of the reasonable, sort of complaints versus what maybe just views frivolous.
Sure. I know we waited on this RFP so that the new Sheriff's Administration could, have a seat at the RFP committee. And so they are aware of this vendor. They have checked references. I believe Orange County uses them and is very happy with them so far. And like I said, the sheriff is aware and satisfied for this vendor, but you can check with him personally.
And this, I don't know if you all know about the presentation that was made in December to the law enforcement with regards to the assessment of the current or the old provider, CMC. I've asked Amber to put it in the OneDrive under Ways and Means so you can take a look at a copy of it. And that informed some of what happened with this RFP as well, right?
Right. Well, and yes, the Attorney General is involved.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 138, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation to accept the New York's share for mass transportation projects for federal fiscal year 2019, Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 139, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into agreement with the City of Kingston to provide expanded transit service in the city in response to the dissolution of city bus and elimination of transit services by the city. Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I know we are sort of at this point, we are already at the 11th hour and 59 minutes, so quite candidly, of course, we have to move forward. But I do also want to make sure that I think that there were some questions after the last economic development meeting, I think raised by Legislator Donaldson. So obviously, we want to make sure that we actually get sort of some of those issues buttoned up and resolved before next week. So I guess part of this is to maybe just ensure that the entire legislature is aware of, you know, all the bus routes that
he
are
was
being
waiting
proposed
on some maps.
Yeah, he's waiting on some maps.
Do you have an update and on that?
I believe maps were going to be provided.
Planning was working on it.
I mean, so the routes are done with professional planning studies.
I'm not disputing that part of it.
I believe they were working on the maps this week, Hector.
Yeah,
but they needed larger maps.
Yeah, planning was a plotter and was going to be printing maps.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not questioning the process. I just want to make sure we get.
So I would just hope that we would get the maps before session next week.
And also, the city. I mean, the city has signed off on all this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know they had to.
No, but the resolution.
Yeah, no. I mean, I get that part. I'm saying, but even, you know, in terms of at the operational level, that they are in fact really okay.
There have been meetings with the mayor and corporation council and others.
Sure.
Okay. All in favor of resolution 139?
I'm going to be a no on this until I get more information. I've had a couple of residents from the city of Kingston concerned that they're cutting bus routes. So. Yeah.
So. I would just say that at some of the discussions in committees, there were members of the legislature who have ridden those routes beyond Legislator Donaldson, I believe, and I believe it is 15-minute service from end to end in the city.
From the Rondo to the Plaza.
Oh, from the Rondo to the Plaza. So this is something that it is information that we can give to people to help reassure them that, yes, there won't be the same routes that there have been in the past, but this is an improvement.
Okay, so all in favor? Yes, Hector.
No, I hear what you're saying, Legislator Nolan, and I actually, ultimately, I concur, but, and this is important, it's just merely a matter of, you know, it also depends on whether or not no matter what, whenever you change a system, you're always going to have complaints, no matter what, right? You know, well, they're just you're always going to have somebody who is a winner or a loser. It depends on the level of the street. I think that if there are in fact those that we're not necessarily hearing from, I mean, obviously I'm voting yes. I'm not changing my vote based off of it. But we do also, though, need to try to get any and all people who are, at the very least, communicate back with them to find out what those concerns are and maybe how we can address some of that. Because it may be a matter in which they're just not fully aware of how those routes are going to function and or the times. You know, it could be something as simple as, oh, you know what, if I have to go and catch this bus at this time, that's going to delay me at work, or I have to go drop my kid off. You never know what the exact complaint is. So
excuse me, do we want to postpone then till next week, till we get the maps?
I'm not suggesting that, but I do think that I do think that we need to make sure that any and all concerns are being addressed. So Laura, if you've actually got folks that you are aware of that we can sort of find a way to get a hold of to actually get their concerns and actually find out. Again, it could be something as simple as timing, where maybe they have a childcare situation, and by moving a bus route or a certain time, that's now thrown off, you know, aspects of their life. And so maybe that just means we just need to figure out ways that we can assist them. So
So just to clarify, we do have the maps already. They just haven't been printed out in large format. And so those maps can be mailed to the legislators, I think.
The problem was you can't read the small map, which was why it needed to be plotted out. So we've had a request.
And this resolution is to provide a bus service in the face of the dissolution of another bus service. So I hope
we're well aware of what this
these.
Is. Kathy, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well,
okay. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, you know, the other thing that we just maybe want to be aware of is really how much of an advertising campaign did the city do or did UCAT do in terms of being able to incorporate, you know, local users. And so meaning that's just one thing that we just may want to get more information on, just about how they went about this. I understand, yes, we have fantastic software that will actually optimize bus routes. Trust me, we've actually had it since the old form of government. So it's one of these things where I'm aware of what we actually have from the technology side. I'm aware of what we actually have from the personnel side with in-house. We have some of the best people. That's not a question here. But it's just more a matter of just understanding how we went about communicating with the community and with the public with regards to some of these routes. So I don't know if that's maybe Dennis has some of that, or if the city has that information.
He said, yeah.
I know they're required to have public.
Yeah,
no,
they
no,
have
I mean,
public
I know,
hearings.
But let's just see what we have.
All right, so all in favor of Resolution 139?
Aye.
Opposed? Laura Petit, opposed. Resolution 140, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, West Publishing Corporation Information Services. Move.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
No.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 141, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, United Way of Ulster County, Inc., Office of Employment and Training.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 142, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County United Way of Ulster County, Inc., Office of Employment and Training.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 143, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Dell Marketing LP Information Services. Move.
Move.
Second. Second. Nobody second?
Second.
All in favor? Yes.
Maybe you could just verify for me, Madam Chair. You know, we did verify with Information Services on 140 and 143 that they've in fact also that they've recently gone out to bid and that or that they've at least sort of at least done their due diligence. Did that happen in committee? The normal question that I ask.
I'd be happy to answer that at the time where we went out for new Office 365 or a new mail server. We did get multiple quotes. They were done through OGS. And a couple other contracts that we could piggyback off of. It was looked at. The reason that this contract is through Dell is that it's not just our email, but it's the entire subscription and licenses for Outlook, Word, Excel, all of the Microsoft 365 suite, plus the servers. So there's a lot to it. Thus the $1.1 million price tag. But we did, you know, go out and competitively let the contract. We just didn't go out to bid on it. It's professional services, so.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 147, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for construction phase services for phase one of campus roof project for John Vanderlyn Hall Skylight, McDonald DeWitt Library, and Burroughs Hall minus lecture hall related to the campus roofs capital project number 489, campus roofs and amending the 2019 Ulster County Fund, Ulster County Community College. Move.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 149, establish the capital project of number 541 SUNY Ulster facilities equipment and amending the 2019 capital project fund Ulster County Community College.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 151, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the Medicare Improvements for Patients and Providers Act and amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to include additional funding from the New York State Office for the Aging. Office for the Aging.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 152, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Lily Lake LLC, Department of Public Works, Building and Ground. Move?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
No, Madam Chair.
Opposed?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So through the chair to the chair of Public Works. So just the where is the site?
This is on 209 Highland. It's the
299. 299. Okay, so I think 209
is not going to go. It was previously a WIC office too, I believe, but it's they've been there for several years.
Is it one of those small
yeah,
offices?
It's
off
half
of
yeah. Everett.
It's been there for quite a while.
Erickson, whatever that is.
I thought it was a well-written agreement. I mean, the leasor takes care of the outside of the building and does the windows, and the leasee takes care of the inside, so.
All right, that was all, Madam Chair. I want to make sure.
Okay.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 153, establishing capital project number 537, purchase of county fleet vehicles, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 155, establishing capital project number 538, purchase of highway equipment, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 157, establishing capital project number 539 for the Shawangunk Hill Bridge rehabilitation in the town of Shawangunk Bridge, New York, PIN 87.62.16, Bridge, New York Program, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, or reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation.
Move it.
It's a long one.
Second?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 159, approve the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Hudson Valley Engineering Associates, PC, Department of Public Works. Move?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 160, establishing capital project number 540 for the Sampsonville Road culvert in the town of Rochester, PIN 87.62.35, Bridge, New York Program, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, or reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation. Move.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I do just have one question.
Yep.
Who submits these grants? Is that through your Ulster County Planning and Transportation?
It would be Planning, and they're on the Transportation Council.
Not easy to get.
DPW. Right.
Okay, I think we're all good on that. Resolution number 162, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Red Hawk Fire and Security, New York, LLC, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed? Resolution 163, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Highway Rehabilitation Corp. Department of Public Works. Move?
I'll
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 164, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Geostabilization International, LLC, Department of Public Works.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 166, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a payment in lieu of tax agreement with the New Beginnings Solar LLC for the solar energy systems pursuant to real property tax law, section 487.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second it. I do have a question.
Yes.
Okay.
Next after her.
Do you want to ask first?
Hey, you
go ahead.
No, you go first.
I don't know. I find it interesting that they're doing a payment in lieu of taxes for something that's probably not creating many jobs.
They're paying more, right?
So if I could just jump in real quick.
Is it okay?
These projects are actually, solar projects are initially exempt from property taxes.
Yes.
The only way to get any sort of payment on this is to do a pilot, which is just a payment in lieu of taxes. It's actually not. It's bringing in revenue, and otherwise we'd be getting no taxes.
Nothing, okay. Because it's 10 years before they can start taxing on the capital.
15.
Well, these agreements are 15 by the real property tax.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So my question is related in that vein, Laura, is that how does this compare to the other pilot agreements that we've already gone down? Meaning at a certain point, are we doing a standard package, both in terms of the years as well as the rate? And so, Madam Chair, I think the deputy
commissioner of finance.
No problem.
Actually, we use a NYSERDA's guidance in terms of our region is between $7,000 and $7,600.
Under 2 megawatts.
Okay,
under 2 megawatts,
but
which is what this
is. But that's a decent sized range there. I'm just curious.
Well,
I mean,
but my thing is, it's working with the school districts and the town because. The one resolution you have here is just me and the county and the town. So we've come to an agreement where it's $7,000. We split it based on the real property tax kind of apportionment where the town's roughly 50-50 when it comes to our taxes. The next one you'll see is with the school districts. They have 70% of that. It's $7,600 that agreement was. So they get 70%.
Oh, somebody else about to go.
Yes,
Madam Chair. Through the chair to the, what's your title these days? The Director of Internal Audit and Control.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, through the chair to the Director of Audit, Internal Audit and Control. I mean, I'm just curious as to whether or not your office has been sort of keeping track of all the different agreements and as to how they sort of valuation wise. I mean, I have no doubt that we've got certain constraints, but I'm just curious as to basically how are we sort of handling this year to year and community to community. So
yeah, so pilots specifically are on our audit plan for this year, so we're going to do like a really deep dive into pilot payments in general. But we did look at this a while ago. We looked at in general the situation with solar and pilot, and we made a recommendation back then. We don't look at them regularly, so we're not, we're only looking at them on an audit basis. So I have to plan an audit, launch an audit, request the materials, and review it in that sense. We are not a regular part of the process.
How many do we have?
I think this is maybe your fourth resolution.
Yeah, I didn't that many.
No,
and they're all 15
years? But it pops up.
15 years, and like I said, I think there was one with an escalator clause, which, as I say, the school district negotiated, and I was like, I might as well agree to that too. So, you know,
sure.
I will say that there is one that we're trying to negotiate now between the three kind of municipalities. It's 20 megawatts. NYSERDA's guidance on bigger projects than two is rather vague. So, trying to get all parties to agree, we're close.
They don't have to enter?
They don't have to.
Any tax? Is there some leverage being I mean, with regards to with zoning approvals,
well,
or something.
Well, that's the leverage there.
Yeah,
the
there's
got
to be something for all these people
absolutely
to agree to give
yeah
the money. I wondered
it's
about
the leverage
that
at the local level.
Yeah, the town's going to do a moratorium.
Yes, right. Legislator
Powers
Green.
Powers,
yeah.
So, I mean, which has been looked at and accountable.
Legislator Green's got the floor, please. Thank you.
I just want to say how wonderful it is that we're getting these coming through. That's an indication that we're putting renewable energy infrastructure, a sizable renewable energy infrastructure in place. And I think, as somebody called these a reverse pilot, because typically a pilot is reducing taxes for an incentive, but in this case, because they're exempt, the fact that these negotiations are going on is definitely to the county's benefit. And, you know, the first one that came through, I was like, oh, this is great. And seeing the month after month is really an indication that we're starting to transition to a renewable energy economy. Now we just got to get storage into the mixture. Sorry. Thank you.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Far be it for me to disagree with my dear, dear friend Manna, but what I will say is, yes, I agree it's a good thing, right? But there's always a but, right, in terms of, you know, where we stand mm-hmm in terms of taking, in certain cases, vacant land that maybe has a higher best use, as opposed to be mounting panels on existing buildings, that sort of stuff. So I agree with you. This is a good thing. I don't want to take away from that. And in fact, mostly my question is more of just understanding going forward, really just making sure that these agreements are all in line with the previous agreements that we've sort of, you know, had. And I think the commissioner has, by and large, sort of mostly
tried to
keep. So, you know, I do agree with you, but by the same token, let's also remember it'd be a lot better if this was not, in fact, actually vacant land. So that's all it is.
Legislator Maloney?
I think it'd probably be good at some point for us on the county level to maybe take a comparison between these different deals. Now that we have multiple deals in the county, we could even take the best deal and pass it along to these school boards and towns so that they have a good starting point to their, you know, this is what we want. They have their, what they can hold over these incoming companies' heads and then hand it to them, and then they have a ready to go. Because otherwise, I think if we don't, after a while, we're going to see certain towns or school districts maybe get taken advantage of a little more than others.
I think that's what the commissioner was just saying.
I give them.
You give them,
and NYSERDA has some guidelines.
And they have
the
guidance, and
but we're not
like
getting the same one every time, which tells me somebody's getting a better deal than others.
And again, they're also sometimes I'm the last one.
Oh no,
just saying in terms of they contact me saying we've agreed. Are you willing? And it's like it's in the range, okay, kind of thing. So,
okay. So this realm is one in which I think we'd expect a high degree of variability depending upon the towns. It's a really kind of a home rule sort of situation. And I would caution against including these in an analysis of pilot agreements. In fact, I think we should call them powered agreements. Payment without requirement for taxes. And we should encourage people to power it up. You know, these are really not required. This we cannot tell any company that they have to do this at all, much less determine the amount that they come in for. But the town can exert their leverage, and so I think we should respect that.
On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 167, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a payment in lieu of taxes agreement with Ricender Solar, LLC, for solar energy systems pursuant to real property tax law, Section 48. Move. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 168, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York Environmental Protection and Spill Compensation Fund for distribution of proceeds from tax foreclosure sale for a parcel of county-owned property at 454 Hurley Avenue in the town of Ulster, tax map number 48.17-1-41.100, Department of Finance.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I don't know if the Commissioner of Finance wants to just explain what's going on here.
Sure. It's a property, it used to be a gas station right in on Hurley Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Where, the
where the fire was.
Yeah.
And the DE, let me just make sure I get it right. DEP?
This
is DEP. Came and cleaned it up. So to release that lien, if I'm able to sell it at this year's auction, I share it 50% in terms of any excess of back tax.
I'm actually shocked that it was DEP.
Normally, it was.
The way the system works is that the DEC does the cleanup.
This is DEP.
The AG's office sues the polluter, and then the New York State Comptroller's office provides money out of the student compensation fund. So this is the first I have ever heard of DEP doing the cleanup. Okay.
Is that something we request, or they identify?
They've actually said it. Oh,
it's,
in terms
it's
of
a
the cleanup?
State system.
Yeah.
It's a state.
Okay.
It's a state system. Yeah. Like,
and
this
I believe the town too. Yeah. Ulster helped try to get this cleaned
move
up.
Along.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Sure, but like the way the system works is that you know normally there's some sort of contact between the you know at the time of the spill between DEC. DEC normally is the first one involved. Then they're then doing the cleanup. The AG, the case gets turned over to the AG's office, and then at that point you sort of deal with the state comptroller's office. State comptroller's office at one point did an entire system because of prevailing spills in the town of Hyde Park to actually just build them an entire water system because of the amount of pervasive spills.
Okay, on the resolution, all in favor? Oh, I'm sorry, Legislator Petit.
Connected to this one for Cedar Realty, which is on Towpath Road in Accord. That's strange.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
Right after from the Department of Environmental Conservation with the spill incidents, they have the Hillside Market, but then also attached is Cedar Realty. Is that irrelevant, or do they own the property?
They may have been former owners.
If they were the original responsible party,
because
they actually
owned
it
when
the spill actually happened.
Previous
owner.
And what this will do is take us out of that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's why you're going to be the damn owner.
Okay. So we're all good there, right? 169?
No. To the vote.
On 168? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 169 approving the Memorandum of Agreement between the County of Ulster and the Ulster County Staff Association represented by New York State United Teachers for 2019 and 2020.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second. Couple questions?
Yes.
How many people it affects?
I don't have the, it's roughly 40, Rich. I don't have the
exact. Is this through community college?
No, this is through the county here. In terms of that the county,
they're teachers.
They're not. They're represented by
exactly.
The teacher union.
Yep.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just through the chair to Legislator Geraghty. As you may remember, the S level managers. And again, please. Okay, just vote for the record.
Union, and
sure
that's what they chose.
Back in the day.
Yeah,
during the course of one of the many negotiations with regards to benefits. At that point, we're eligible to go and form their own union.
And
they chose NYSIT as their representative.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. On the resolution, all in favor.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 170, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement for the sharing of information relating to short-term rental properties with the town of Shawangunk, Department of Finance.
I'm going to move it, but also just for the purposes of the town of Shawangunk, it is pronounced Shawangunk.
I knew you were going to say it as soon as I said it. I knew.
There is an official pronunciation of the town of Shawangunk.
I failed. Okay, thank you. A second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
But you hiked the gun.
Opposed.
Right? You hiked the gun. Yeah. So
Doesn't matter.
All right. Resolution number 171, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owners. Department of Finance.
Move.
Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Under new business, there were just some recent emails that I'm going to pass around, or notices that came out from Bert and from Adele to all department heads. I'll have Bert explain it as everybody takes a copy and passes it around.
I sent a letter to the county exec, and it's not, the sky is falling, it's just a caution of the first quarter of the year. I know all of you read the article about the It's roughly $900,000 we've lost from jail warden monies. The state with AIM funding is going to intercept our sales tax, roughly $670,000. There's also, we've kind of exhausted our overtime at highway when it comes to the snow part of that. There was a couple of, and sales tax, we're down, it's only 1 month, so again, I take it with just what the numbers are for January. We lost roughly $500,000 from last year.
How did we end up in December? Because it was a downward trend, but
correct.
Did we end up?
We ended up.
Okay,
but it's one of those where compared to year from January, it's $500,000. Again, only January, so it's not. I have 11 more months in sales tax. It's a caution.
Legislator Malone.
It was with to a couple comments and questions with regards to Green County removing. So 830, I think it was like 830 or something.
Well,
like that.
Last year we received 750, but we only started receiving in like May.
Okay, so that was
I used the whole year.
8 to 9.
Yep.
There was a cost to it. I brought this up before. Has anyone reached out to the sheriff as far as lending, whether it's the comptroller's office or the finance, mm-hmm. to go over there and figure out, get a good feel for what that cost was, as far as, you know, so we're not, it's not like we're losing a $900,000 revenue stream. There was a cost to, you know, housing these inmates from Greene County. Figure out how we can cut down. So what we're going to need to come up with is not $800,000 or $900,000, especially if we consolidate things we're doing over there in the right way.
I will say the biggest cost is staffing.
Yeah.
Which won't change.
That's the thing.
Because you're required to have a certain amount of correction officers at one time.
Well,
let's put it this way.
Well,
that's what the state tells you. That's what
not
the state
attached
tells
to the number of people.
Yeah, well, per inmate though, so we would be able to. We have to be able to.
I mean, I go back to. The
I can't imagine. So we could just take everybody's inmates from everywhere. Bring the federal prisons up here. It's all profit. That's not. But it's not. So there's got to be a cost that we're going to. So it's not going to be $800,000 to $900,000 we're going to come up with.
There's a net.
Okay.
Yeah.
Legislator Rodriguez.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That being said, I'd like to throw it out there that I just mentioned it before. Rather than go and take from a fund or contingency or whatnot, maybe we should explore this bed tax. If we're looking for upwards of between $1 and $2 million, I think it's a real interesting way of, I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt. I just add that I think there's 6 or 7 hotels, standalone hotels, that have gotten tax breaks over the last couple of years from our IDA. To go and fill this gap with some revenue from those hotels would be nice, especially considering the fact that I don't think they should have gotten those. But so we could go to 3 or 4% and completely fill that gap. We could even leave, like I said, have a definition for all-inclusive. The Lodging Coalition, I think, would probably be happy with that. Go down to 1.5, up the bed tax like most of these other counties in the state to 3, 4, 5, and we could completely pay for those losses without having to dip into anything. But just throwing it out there.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, you know, through the chair to Legislator Malone, you know, it's a multi-layered issue. So yes, several of us have questioned over the years with regards to the staffing and with regards to this whole issue. So yes, if you are maintaining a certain square footage in a state and a certain number of prisoners, then the commissioner of finance is absolutely correct. That's in essence a sunk cost, right? You must maintain X number of guards. The issue that we have had, and one thing that the previous administration of the jail and the sheriff's department seemed to be resisted, was whether or not the number of inmates that we had present and accounted for there might be able to justify closing one of those pods. Because once you close one of those pods, now you may be able to go back to docs to be able to go and lower the headcount. On top of that, by having a certain number of guards, right, I'm not looking for people to start losing their jobs, but it may also relieve some of the need that, actually, remember our budget consultant even talked about the idea of hiring an extra correctionals person or two in corrections to alleviate the need for overtime in terms of sick, vacation, etc. You may be able to then at that point better allocate some of those resources out if you're actually closing a pod, right? So meaning there's a couple of things, and this is all stuff that the sheriff really can best guide us on in terms of really sort of where we stand in terms of the jail. But, you know, when you combine things like, for example, how we're handling bail reform, you know, obviously losing these inmates, we may finally be in a position where that's like a legitimate option. And once you close a pod, now you're also, you're able to at that point begin to, recoup some of the energy costs, for example, mm-hmm. that are basically going into that, you know. Staffing is the main one, but there's also, there's the energy costs, there's you know, there's a myriad, I think, of just different things at that point you can then begin to look at. And I think it's, as much as it is a hindrance, it's also, what I think, an opportunity to really rethink and restructure the jail. But I will also go and say that, you know, the fact that the previous administration there, because this is not the first time that we've lost inmates. We've had it with Dutchess County, in which we had a significant drop. And I was the guy who would go and ask the sheriff every month, what's our plan? How are we going to handle this? And generally speaking, there was none.
Okay. So, Legislator Petit?
Just to build off of what Legislator Rodriguez had brought up, you know, closing the pod, the correctional officers there many times have mandated overtime. So I don't think they would be overly upset. They're more upset that they can't really plan a schedule and mandate to work, you know, 80 or more hours a week.
But then they'll come in about their checks. I mean, sort of what these things
are,
you know.
Legislator, guarantee. Oh, sorry, you're finished?
Not yet.
Go ahead.
Then there were two other things as far as, you know, shortfalls in the budget. Are we allowed to, or does the state set a price per head for inmate? Can we negotiate for lower price?
I think I can't speak for the sheriff. They try to, because they all compete with one another in terms of inmates, so there's kind of, they keep that pricing, you know, they negotiate with that pricing.
And then as far as capital projects, I brought this up at a previous committee meeting. We have some very talented folks out there, and we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on engineers. Is it possible to hire more engineers to work for the county? You know, understandably, the ones you have now cannot handle all of the projects and be clerk of the works, but have you considered hiring someone with an engineering degree at $100,000 instead of paying $500,000 for them to put together a project?
Just to answer that, we have two engineers, and we're in the process of hiring a civil engineer. But with that said, they're working on many of the culverts and the bridges that we're doing. They're working on other things. Most of the time when we're hiring out these consultants, they have a whole team of four or five engineers that will work on a specific project. So we are looking at bringing in another engineer, but it wouldn't necessarily mean that we wouldn't need to hire out these consultants for these other, mm-hmm. and on these Bridge New York projects, 95% of those engineering costs are reimbursable to the state. If we hired that in-house, it probably likely is not, we're not going to get 95% of that person's mm-hmm. salary to work on that bridge.
Legislator Gerentine, you had a question? Yeah.
I am done.
Okay. Just a couple things. I mean, I brought up some information last meeting, our ways and means regarding the various costs with the elections and also with the inmates. I don't know. Have you talked to the sheriff first?
I reached out, but in the letter, I'm going to, mm-hmm. the budget office, we're trying to work with the sheriff to see where there's other savings. I'm not going to find just $800,000 in the sheriff's budget, but anything we can do, and that's what the sheriff and I are trying to work on.
Effort between the sheriff and you on how to, reduce some costs over here. I mean, also we should be concerned with too is there's a new election laws regarding what the impact is going to be on Ulster County. I don't think it's going to be positive. There's some concerns there that we haven't addressed. Internet sales, we were supposed to get much more money than. We're going to actually get, from what I hear, the bail reform is going to be a negative thing for us. And, of course, the splitting of the AIM, that in itself, splitting with the municipalities, is costing the county. So I think you know, getting off the first 3 months of this year, we have not received a great start, but I think we should, you know, start looking and see exactly what we might be able to do before it becomes a major problem. It's not a major problem yet, but I think we better start addressing it. I think the committees that are overseeing some of these departments should talk to their department heads there and say, hey, you know, let's roll our sleeves up and see what kind of resolve we can have to cut some cost here. So saying that before it becomes a major issue, let's deal with it.
Yeah, we're going to send around these notes to all legislators just to give everybody a heads up. So,
if I could mention one.
Yep.
That was just brought up. The idea of going to docks and lowering our minimum standards as far as or closing a pod, that is typically several month process. Trying to fill this year's budget hole, that's just not going to happen. They take them doing that determination and us appealing. It takes time and it's arduous. I've talked to law enforcement on this, and so the idea that that's going to fill a gap is not likely. It doesn't mean we couldn't talk to the sheriff about closing a pod for next year's budget or whatever. Just it's probably not going to happen this summer. Okay.
Is that the same for repurposing a pod? Because we did go up to Albany to look at the incarcerated treatment of people who use heroin and other opioids, and the way they're doing it is using separate pods. So we might have an opportunity to work on two problems at the same time, and then we wouldn't have to close the pod, because I think that the process to reopen the pod, if we then needed it, is also equally or perhaps even more arduous.
Right.
So I think this did come up briefly at the law enforcement meeting, actually last month. So maybe we can push on that as an alternative.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
6:17.